Well, Happy New Year, friends! What does it feel like in 2022? Does it feel like this? Or does it feel like... I guess time will tell. Well, here's the thing. All of you that hit the gym really hard on January 1st, I hope you're still just as determined and just as enthusiastic today as you were 9 days ago. I won't lie, I work out a lot. It's really what keeps me sane. And for the most part, due to my crazy schedule, I get the gym all to myself at the times that I go. Well, not so much this past few days, okay? There's been an influx of new people coming in. Fantastic! And new gym clothes sparkling and everything, hitting it hard, sweating buckets, ready to get in the best shape of their life, which is super admirable if you ask me, only if they stuck with it past mid-January, okay?
Welcome to Events Demystified Podcast, where we explore and demystify the world of in-person, virtual, hybrid event AV production and technology by sharing insightful tips, tricks, and tactics to make your events a success. This podcast is brought to you by Tree Fan Events, a woman-owned boutique event production agency. And your host is Anka Trifan, a technical event planner and producer with almost 2 decades of hands-on technical experience in event production.
Okay, I get it. It's hard to stay consistent. It's hard to stay disciplined and show up day after day without seeing much results, especially in the beginning. Anyway, why did I even bring this up? I feel like I digress. I'm not here to make you feel guilty. I really hope you stick with it. And I can tell you this, I am one of those late bloomers that started going to the gym and did not see any progress for a while. But I can see it now, a few months in. Let me tell you, there's definitely a transformation. Make sure you take the before and after picture so you can tell what the progress looked like. And it's true that I'm also one of those people that I can't stop anything if I started it until it is finished. And after, 2 months of going 5 days a week and really sticking to my workout routine and watching my macros, it really paid off beyond anything I could have hoped for. So, if you've got a goal, stick with it. Post this uncanny valley of like wanting so badly to give up because I understand what that looks like. You're discouraged because you're not seeing any changes in your body just yet. So, I hope that you stick with it. I know it's not easy to just put off, some of the old ways and habits. It's certainly not a snap of the finger that changes any of our insecurities to just like full-on confidence. It does take long-term work to put on a new way of thinking that you are worth it and you are beautiful and you should invest some time in yourself. Because you've had so many years of thinking otherwise. And oftentimes, we stop also because, the reality is we are unwilling to push through the hard things that are staring at us. And sometimes those are lies that we have been told that somehow started to define us and change our way of thinking. What if you identify what your own insecurities are and what your own limitations are, and became focused on what you are instead of what you are not? The reality is, we had all hoped that we would launch into 2020 with excitement and hope and a bunch of positivity, and the phones are ringing and the emails are coming in, and we're just getting used to a new normal now. And It's hard when you still have the fear and the uncertainty setting in. Unfortunately, while much of this is happening and we are faced again with this new uncertainty of what the events will look like, and that can be certainly scary and frustrating, I want to bring some good news. We are far better now prepared for the challenges that lie ahead than we used to be in the past. We are a strong unit of event professionals, and this is a fight that we will not lose. So while it may not be how we believed that 2020 would unfold, and we can't really say much about it because it just started, we should remain hopeful that it's just another bump in the road and we've got it. So on that thought, here's what this brand new year brings to my mind after some time of ruminating on my own insecurities and what I felt like big time limitations to conquer some of this year's goals that I've set for myself and for this podcast. Now, a small disclaimer first, because here's the thing. In the best case scenario, I've already lived half my life. And this is something that I will talk about some more in future episodes, but it's been on my mind and it's really weighing heavily on my heart, you know, the idea that tomorrow is given to us and we can count on it, and when in reality it's just an illusion and it's never been promised. I've been grieving hard one of my best friends, only 34 years old, and this past year she passed away after a very long fight with cancer. And it reminded me what living your life to the fullest really looks like and should look like. She was the most passionate, living out loud, bold, beautiful, full of life and full of passion person that I've ever met in my life. And after all of this, she's still gone. And all of that energy and all of that passion, all of that just boldness wasn't enough to keep her alive because of this merciless disease. And I'm so mad at it because there wasn't anything that we could have done. You know, there wasn't anything that we could have just keep her with us. And I still grieve her loss. And this just brought this new sense of urgency to me and the choices that I make every day and the way I live my life and the things that are important, the things that should matter and the things that really are just trivial and they're not worth spending any time on. I'm also, you know, at this point in my life where I'm okay with who the heck I am and who I've become, and I am okay with being a mixed bag of like good and bad things. And here's the flash news, so are you. If you think you're any better, well, you better take off that chip from your shoulder, because you're the same way, a mixed bag of good and bad, and so is everyone around you. And the truth is, I came to accept all the good and the light that comes with all the bad. And if you have not, I hope that you get there someday soon, because it's a beautiful place of acceptance and freedom to be who you were meant to be, no longer pinned down by somebody else's labels and expectations of whom you ought to be. Nobody else lives your freaking life. So why not just get the heck out of your way and just live it? Now, coming back to the podcast, if you've been with me long enough and if you've listened to enough podcast episodes, you know that as a woman in AV, as someone that has had almost two decades now, I'm still 25. Okay, I don't even want to know how the math adds up or doesn't add up, but take my word for it. I've been in the industry for almost two decades, yet I'm still 25. And I know. Okay, joke aside, I've had all this hands-on experience, and I've been wearing so many different technical hats and running front of house and mixing sound and directing and programming things and lights. And now, thanks to COVID, I know it's funny, but not, editing a shitload of videos and live streaming a same amount of hours every month. Aside from all the other, you know, duties of being a small business owner and planning events and producing events, producing this podcast and bringing on guests, amazing guests that can contribute and can add value to each one of the episodes. So it was really my desire from the beginning to focus this podcast on the technical side of things, on technical topics, to just make it easier for event planners out there to understand some of the AV lingo so predominant in between us techies, and for event planners to feel supported and knowledgeable enough when they have to enter into these conversations and when they do have to plan audiovisual for their event and they do have to have a concept of what technology they require and what is the things that they need as far as AV and production goes for their events. Now, I know that is also a super small niche and not everyone has a taste for it. In the words of someone, I feel like this is a line from a movie, nobody dreams to become a stagehand. Yeah, hello, everybody wants to be the rock star and everybody wants to make it on stage and be famous. So somewhere along the way, I got somewhat frightened that this niche is too small and it might leave out so many other important topics of discussions because, again, not everyone cares for AV production and technology the same way some of us techies do. Well, as we have all experienced, COVID changed some of that, and I feel like it leveled the field when it comes to bringing to the forefront the importance of AV production and technology for events. Now that our events cycle through so many different stages and formats to meet the needs generated by this global pandemic. And so, all of that to say, my goal for 2022 is to get back to some of the nerdy, techy topics that you've probably been wanting to hear more of. Knowing that my audience is mostly a male predominant audience, I bet you're like hungry for some nerdy stuff, so I get it. If you don't care much about sound production and solid technology for your events, then maybe this podcast is not really for you, so no hard feelings at all. But if you do stick around, I hope that you will, and I hope that together we can explore and demystify much more of the technical event production and technology related topics this year than what we did in the last year or so. And if you are a listener that happens to have a very solid technical background and feels like you can contribute to our audience by maybe sharing your knowledge and your expertise, may that be sound engineering, video production, lighting design, live streaming, projection mapping, large LED displays, I mean, creating, producing amazing content with clear and easy to understand ways of doing that, and maybe editing tips and tricks. If you're an expert in any other technical field that I didn't even mention, I left out, please do reach out to me, podcast@trifunevents.com. I will have that email in the episode notes so you can easily access it. Also, you can contact me directly on WhatsApp at 208-985-8620. Podcast related topics only. And I will love to maybe invite you to be on this podcast and have a conversation about all the cool techy things that you've always wanted to talk about. And I get it. Techs have a hard time imagining themselves speaking in front of an audience. I was one of those too. I know. Hard to believe, but yes, I was. Well, here's the secret. The more you do it, the easier it gets. And I just hope that you give it some thought and send me a message, and let's get you scheduled and explore some of those technical topics that not a lot of other podcasts out there cover. And of course, we are still going to talk about strategy. For all of you strategy event lovers out there, we will still tackle some of those general event strategy topics and best practices, especially as many of the featured guests already booked have been able to contribute greatly in that regard. This year, my goal is to also highlight and bring on more women in AV production and technology. As a woman in AV for almost two decades, I know how much we're in need of women role models in this industry and how much we need to change the language used to describe and label AV tech. See, and this can be a topic for another time. Most likely it's going to be covered in one of my rant series episodes. But I've worked in event productions for half my life, and I have worn many hats over the years. And I still wear many hats, many of which are technical and production heavy, on many tech crews, most of which are male-only tech crews. And for the longest time, it didn't bother me all that much that clients would refer to the people in the back behind the scenes as the AV guys, even if I was one of them and certainly did not look like a guy. Over the years, I've become more aware, and I came to realize how pervasive some of those choice words and labels really are, because by their use, by the choice of our language and the choice of our words, we either invite or deter someone from ever considering pursuing a dream and a career because we make it so freaking darn inclusive to a male-only demographic. And then in many cases, I know that when put on the spot, you also hear it all the time. Well, but we definitely welcome women among our ranks. Only if you dig deeper, you realize that they do, you know, office work and scheduling and planning, but rarely are women given a chance in the driver's seat. Now, I've also worked with some amazing guys where I found my number one supporters in the production field to be men. And because of those number one male supporters, I was able to advance in my technical knowledge. Yet, even in those happy cases, sometimes the language still stays the same. And I think it is darn time that we all agree it is no longer acceptable to say something like AV guy this or AV guy that. That is an AV person or an AV tech that we're talking about, because we want to welcome 100% all in that tech position, regardless of their gender and regardless of where they fall on the spectrum. And it should never be limited to guys only. By our own choice of words and by our own language, we become inclusive or not, and it is time that we take responsibility for it. And I hope that this year we become even more aware how important it is to bring this conversation up in a respectful manner, but get some change done, because it's frustrating to still be going the same way year after year. Another one of my goals this year is to, well, increase our audience size even more. We have consistently grown our audience base by 150 to 180% each year, but I believe that we can do so much better, and for that, I do need your help. In my previous episode from last year, I was manifesting several goals for 2020. If you do not know what those are, well, here's a quick recap. One of them is to grow this podcast to 10,000 listeners with 1,000 plus monthly downloads, which in turn, I hope that it will generate 2 to 3 solid leads per month for our supporting partner, 3Fun Events, a woman-owned AV production agency. Leads that will turn into some memorable events. I can't wait for that. And since only together can we be successful and achieve acceleration and elevation in all of our pursuits, I have faith that our list of trusted AV partners will grow as well to include some global vendors, not just national, to support us in producing this event and make them bigger and better than anything that we've done before. And lastly, but not least, as a woman in AV production, my goal is to be more strategic with using my voice confidently, which I have faith that will bring more speaking opportunities, from speaking on 50 some more podcasts this year to even being on some local and national stages, virtually or in person. And because that is one of my dreams, I openly share it with you, even though it comes hard to do so because I've never done this before. And it's like wearing nothing in public when you actually really share some of your dreams and your goals with your audience. And yeah, it's like, hello, here I am, all naked. Do not imagine that, because we are talking about serious things right now. So what else can you expect from this podcast as the loyal listener that you are? Well, first and foremost, technical, tactical knowledge that you can take away and apply right away. I don't want to waste your time. I want to support you as much as it is in my power to do so. I would love to hear from you as to what the support looks like, though. Paint that picture with details so I can serve you better. What are your pain points and what would you like me to talk more about and address more? I want this podcast to give you not just the quick, nitty-gritty technical information, but also that sense of community that your opinion matters, that your needs are listened to and are met. So talk to me. I want to hear first what your thoughts are. So make sure that you find me on social. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me via email. You can find me on WhatsApp. I mean, there are so many ways to get a hold of me and to provide me with some feedback and to get your voice heard. Without you, all of you loyal listeners, I could not keep doing what I've been doing so far. And your ongoing support is so much appreciated. So is your feedback and your donations here and there. I won't lie, that really fuels my efforts. And I want to thank you in advance for your continuous support. So here it is. You've heard it first. This is my manifesto for 2022. Let's make it the best year yet. And let's make it happen together.
Thank you for listening to the Events Demystified podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to review it, rate it, and share it with other event professionals that could benefit from it. Connect with us on social at Events Demystified Podcast. We would love to hear from you and what you're up to. If you'd like to learn more about 3Fun Event Services and find out if we're a good fit in supporting your event, can we help your event be successful with a 20-minute free consultation? Link in the episode's notes. Thanks for tuning in.